La Maison François Première, France's the first house.
J'ai la mémoire qui flanche, je me souviens.
This beautiful residence in the centre of Luxeuil-les-Bains has a case of amnesia. It doesn't know why it is called France's the first's house. Is it because of the famous King of France? Impossible. In the 16th century, all the land in Luxeuil belonged to the Duke of Burgundy, who was none other than the Emperor Charles V, the sworn enemy of Francis I. Was this house the residence of the Lord Abbot Francis I de la Palue, member of an illustrious Franche-Comté family? Also impossible. His aristocratic origins and ecclesiastical role were incompatible with the commercial activity on the ground floor. In that case, does the name of this private mansion suggest that it was built at the time of the Renaissance? Its decor is entirely compatible with the style of the first half of the 16th century. It remains a complete mystery. Oh well, let's take a look at the ground floor. In the covered passage separated from the street by three arches, there were originally two or three shops. The passage protected customers from inclement weather and danger from horses, beasts of burden and carts. Have you noticed? Under the basket handle arches, there's a little wall that forms a bench. There were once many houses like this one along the street. Maison Francis I is the last one remaining. Let's look up now. The main facade is in freestone and is divided into three bays. Have you noticed? The left-hand bay is wider than the others. The compartmentalization of the facade is marked horizontally by wide strips with double cornices and vertically by a set of columns. With its evenly spaced wide windows, the facade is perfectly homogeneous, an equilibrium that is in accordance with the principles of Vitruvius, a highly reputed Roman architect who lived in the 1st century BC. His treatise, De Architectura, discovered in the 15th century by some Italian artists, was the Bible of the architects of the Renaissance. Vitruvius wrote, "The virtues of architecture are order, layout, proportion, symmetry." Despite its obvious architectural and ornamental quality with its foliage, grotesques and mascarons on the arches, the Maison Francis I aroused a fair bit of polemic. During the 19th century, it was advocated that houses in a town should be exactly aligned. Fortunately, in 1856, Napoleon III was passing through Luxeuil, and he took the necessary action to save the building. Even though its memory is failing, today the house is still well and truly standing.